This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. In studio tonight is Daryl Briss.
Tony.
You know, the Republican convention is coming up in just a couple of weeks, and, well, they have a presumptive presidential nominee, but could there possibly be some sort of delegate revolt? Could it happen? Well, yes, it could, and I will tell you how it could happen. But first, we go to not the phones, but to the Skype, where we have David calling in from Keene, New Hampshire. David, you're on with Daryl, Chris, and Conan on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Oh, I was going to ask you. I actually haven't heard the beginning of the show, which only just started. But I was going to ask you what you think of, like, transvestites and stuff fighting for this country or whatever.
Wait. Say that again. Fighting for their country?
Yeah, they're like.
Like in the army?
Yeah, apparently there's some military rule that has been changed to now allow people that are transitioning to in the military.
I know they just took men out of a lot of service names.
In the Marines, I believe that was, right?
One of the branches.
I think it was.
Some people are messed up about it, and some people are like, yeah, well, it's a sign of the time, so get used to it. I didn't even know about this transvestite thing.
Yeah, I saw a headline, but I didn't read any of the stories about it. But it really makes no difference to me. If the person wants to join, you know, an organization that largely exists to wind up killing other people,
then you have a...
I would try to dissuade them from doing it, but, you know, it shouldn't make any difference. You know, if they were born a man, born a woman, if they were born a man and now they're a woman, if they were born a woman and now they're a man, it doesn't make any difference to me.
I'll say the same thing I said for women joining the branches. If they can pull their weight, then, I mean, I don't care. That's really the big argument. If they're unable to handle the weight load and the stress and the... that comes with the territory, then they should not enlist. But there are plenty of opportunities. You don't have to be, you know, crawling around in the mud. There's plenty of other positions available.
And there always has been.
Yes, you've got
supply, you've got communications, you've got a zillion things that are non-combat. But I agree. I mean, if you want to go down that road, you should be more than welcome to, regardless of race, creed, color, sexual orientation, doesn't matter to me. I don't buy the whole, well, it'll be a distraction. It's our society now, you know?
Yeah, that might have been for the some of the older generations where, you know, they're opening the car doors for their ladies and getting them flowers and the whole nine. That just doesn't happen anymore. I mean, it is a lot more equal and in a lot of professions, maybe not lumberjack or logging or,
yeah,
you know,
if you're worried about
fishing, but I mean, you know, in a lot of professions, it's very equal, and I don't think anyone even bats an eye.
If you're in, you know, say Iraq or Afghanistan, and there's bullets whizzing by your head, and your primary concern isn't the bullets flying by your head, but whether or not the person next to you was born with the same genitals that they have now, then the problem is you, not them.
I think that those men do exist, and it might not be fully 100% ingrained in their minds that they're going to take a bullet for a woman. But I do believe that there are hero types out there who wouldn't be able to sleep at night if the girl was shot right next to him and they didn't do anything about it. And
yeah,
those guys do exist.
Yeah, and this isn't, to me, the question isn't about what's right and what's wrong. It should be. I think. But I think it's more a question of where we're at as a society, and is everybody in our society truly accepting of those sorts of differences? Now, I think I can speak for us. We're really not put off by any differences in anybody. It just doesn't matter. You're a human being, I'm a human being, and we kind of leave it at that.
You're an individual.
Sure.
And that is who we protect. That is the building block that we protect. It's not the collective, it's not the community, it's not the government or the party we're part of. It's the individual that we feel most protective of.
It is the smallest minority.
Right.
The individual. So I agree with that completely, but I also am wise enough to recognize that not everybody in our society feels that way, and that's why we have turmoil. That's why these things come up.
That's why we have bathroom problems.
Yeah, right? Yeah. While I feel I'm absolutely in the right, I can absolutely understand why not everybody feels that way, because everybody has different opinions.
Right, and some of those people with different opinions happen to be Republicans, and some of those Republicans are delegates to the upcoming National Convention.
Wow, you took that in a partisan direction.
And, well, that's because we started the show by asking the question, could there be a Republican delegate revolt?
I understand.
Could the delegates wind up saying no to Donald Trump? Well, Tom Knapp from the William Lloyd Garrison Center for Libertarian Advocacy and Journalism has the article where he says that ever since it became clear that Donald Trump would garner the majority of delegates, both he and the GOP leadership have spent a good deal of time trying to snuff out talk of a floor revolt by those delegates against his nomination and in favor of some other candidates. Trump says the Republican National Committee put out a statement, "You can't do it. It's not legal. You can't do it. You're not allowed to."
Are they or are they not?
Is Trump right? Is it illegal for the delegates to do what they want instead of what Trump and the RNC claims the rules demand? In a word, no. Keep in mind that at a national convention, the delegates run the national committee, not the other way around. The delegates make the rules. The delegates can change the rules. The delegates can suspend the rules, and even the rules as written leave room for a revolt.
Excuse me, is this written in 2011 before Ron Paul in the 2012 Republican convention?
No, this was written yesterday.
Huh, because that doesn't really jive with, I'm getting older, maybe my memory's failing.
Hold on, so, no, and he's right here, the delegates, the majority or supermajority of the delegates make the rules, not a minority of delegates. It would be, you know, great if, you know, like the Ron Paul delegates got to make the rules. It would be great for the Ron Paul delegates. It would not be great for the majority at the convention.
I'm not taking issue with that. I'm taking issue with the fact that you started out by saying the delegates make the rules. And that was not how I recalled it. It seemed to be something a little different, like when
there's a rules committee,
when Boehner that calls a vote and says aye, and the nays vastly outweigh the ayes by every measure. That seems to me like somebody else is making the rules.
When the teleprompter was pre-written.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yes,
that was great.
It came
yeah.
up and they saw it.
You know, just read it. All right, there we go. That's how we want the vote to go.
All right, Daryl, how's this gonna roll out?
Because
unlike Ron Paul, who had a smattering of supporters at the delegate convention, there was a lot of them, but in the you know globally, there are a lot of Trumpites out there. If they were to try some shenanigans at this event with the Trumpites, there's going to be buildings burning down.
There are people that are, and this is me talking from my personal knowledge. There are people that are delegates to the convention that are bound by their states to vote for Donald Trump that do not want to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's a
There's
shocker.
A delegate from, I believe it's Virginia, that has filed a lawsuit trying to overturn the rule or the law, I forget which, that requires him to vote for Donald Trump because this man does not want to do it.
It's not a legal law, is it? It's a private party, right? It's a party law.
Hold on. But Well, no, some states there are things where the Republicans and Democrats that control the legislatures have written things into statute requiring people to vote the way that they are told that they have to do so. I'll tell you how they could possibly revolt, and it's all within the rules. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the possibility, not saying how likely it is, but it is ever so possible, that there could be a delegate revolt at the upcoming Republican convention. And the question is, can they actually revolt? Donald Trump said that the delegates can't do it. It's not legal. They're not allowed to. Well, actually, they are. And the rules actually allow them to do this. Republican National Convention Rule 40D requires a candidate to receive a majority of the votes entitled to be cast. Keyword there, votes entitled to be cast. In other words, the votes of a majority of the total number of registered delegates, not just a majority of the delegates who actually vote. Rule 16, Section 2 forbids the convention secretary from recognizing the vote of a delegate bound to a particular candidate by primary or caucus outcome if the vote is cast for another candidate, but nothing requires a delegate to actually cast a ballot at all.
So what's the whole deal in having them static, having them vote one way when they're...
cast a ballot, they must cast the ballot for the person that they are bound by the primary result. But there's no rule.
They don't have to. This is like you can join the U.S., but you can't get out of it ever.
That they can abstain. No, so, you know, a regular thing, delegates can abstain. That's perfectly allowed within their rules. There's no rule saying a delegate to the national convention must cast a ballot.
Is there a law? Because you did say that certain states have certain statutes that control how they vote.
Right, and it basically does the same thing.
It allows an abstention.
If you're pledged, then you have to vote for who you're pledged for.
Are there enough of the anti-Trumpites who are obligated to vote for him who would abstain? Are there enough of those abstainers to actually turn the tide? And what happens in round two?
Round two, nobody is bound to anyone. You're right. Only bound on the first ballot.
Yep.
So
now how do you get to round two?
Gets a majority of the votes entitled to be cast.
How many votes does he need to in round one or round two to get it?
It would be whatever. I forget the number of delegates needed, but, you know, it's like 1,238, I believe. But if there's not a majority of the votes entitled to be cast,
okay, now here's the next.
Then it goes to round two.
Here's the next question. So they get to round two. Mm-hmm. This is their plan. Who are they putting on the pedestal? Who's going to be their nominee?
Oh, Mitt Romney. I'm just kidding.
I don't know. But that's the thing. If they can get to a round two, delegate is bound to anyone in round two.
Yeah, but if they haven't already come up with a nominee, a second round nominee.
They've come up with somebody. They're just not telling anybody who it is. We'll finish this discussion, or rather continue, after we go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just want to encourage everybody to try these meatless hot dogs, meatless meatballs, and sausages. And I haven't tried them.
What happens when the people get run over in Albuquerque?
No, I'm curious. Why are you pushing and promoting these?
And what are they made out of? Soy?
They're kind of made out of all different types of vegetable protein. I've been trying vegetarian burgers, and they taste wonderful. I feel so light, and I feel so good. The reason that I started to eat these was I've been getting really sick eating these Walmart brand meatballs, great value meatballs. I call them the not so great value because I poured a whole bag into the garbage disposal. I've been feeling so ill, and I could really taste the chemicals. It's so awful that I have to figure out some other things to eat. I mean, still eat eggs, but I've been buying the brands from the Morningstar and Gardein brands.
I hate to interrupt Hot Dog Talk Live, but... What is your goal in sharing this? You just think they're good? They taste better than the Walmart brand?
Because I call it the not so great value. Because the great value salads has salmonella and making people sick too.
But I guess my point is what are you trying to accomplish here? Are you promoting a vegan lifestyle? Are you coming out against Walmart and you're accusing them of putting chemicals in their wieners? I don't know where you're going with this, and I gotta think that the audience may not be sitting on the edge of their seat wondering what your preference is in hot dogs.
Wait, hold on, Chris. Have you had a vegetarian hot dog yet?
No, and I will never.
Carol?
Yes, it was like one of the weirdest things I've ever put in my mouth.
I have never had.
Phrasing.
Yeah, I know exactly. I have never eaten a vegetarian hot dog or a hamburger or any of that nonsense.
Well, there's a vegetarian food truck in downtown Keene that takes Bitcoin. You should go there,
no, but
Sarah.
I mean, how do I?
And hold on, Sarah. If you go to the vegetarian food truck, it's far enough away from the street to where you don't have to worry about dodging cars.
It is nice. Thank you for your call.
All I'm saying is, how can we shoot down this this comment, this new strategy on life? Without having gone and tasted, maybe we need to stop what we're doing and go buy some extra expensive vegetarian hot dogs.
Well, if you're buying, and if I can wrap it in bacon.
But I will say this, though, because I used to work at Walmart, night shift, and we would...
It was your job to put the salmonella in the salads?
We would, when we had food nights where the company would feed us, it would always be something off the shelf. And there was always like meatball and sauce night, and they'd get like the hoagies, the sandwich breads, and they'd get those frozen meatballs and throw them in a bunch of tomato sauce. And I have to tell you, I have never gotten so nauseous and food and stomach sick from eating this. It was one time, and I'm like, all right, it was just me. It was just that time of the season when, you know, the flu or something's going around. So I tried it the second time. Same exact thing. I just got so stomach sick, and I never ate them again.
Okay, I can say from having two teenage boys, once they hit their maximum food bag period.
Mm-hmm. What's a food bag? Like,
it's like a feed bag. Like Jesus.
It's strapped to their faces.
to their face, and they eat 24 hours a day. Yeah, I did the shopping at Walmart, and... I don't know. It might not have been that time of the season. It might have been that time of the month for you.
Oh, no. Yeah, there you go. Another phrasing.
Mm. Yeah, something else that is rather disgusting is Donald Trump.
Oh.
And
nice segue.
Well, he's never given me diarrhea.
The first one was good.
He's never given me diarrhea, but, you know, might give somebody diarrhea there at the national convention, especially if they are forced to vote for a man that they don't want to vote for. So, is it possible that there could be a delegate revolt? I think so.
I want to see it.
Although, I don't know how likely it is, and we'll discuss that. And, of course, your phone calls, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we're on Skype. Username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And you, and you, and you, you all have a lot of choices when it comes to cryptocurrency wallets, but only one wallet has, or rather, there's only one that offers a wallet that holds Bitcoin, Ether, and DAO. That's Jax, J-A-X-X. You can get it at jax.io. It's also available in the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store. All data is stored client-side. They never have access to your funds. You can use it cross-platform. And their sleek design means smooth functionality on your phone or your computer. It's easy to back up and recover funds if need be. And here's a little insider info. The ultimate aim for Jax is to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over your coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. Control in the palm of your hand. Jax.io. That's J-A-X-X.io. And Jax is the official cryptocurrency wallet for Free Talk Live.
Nope. Jax is the black guy from Mortal Kombat. He's always going to be.
Jax is the official cryptocurrency wallet for Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. Let's go to the phones and the fun. We've got Rachel listening online. Rachel, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Conan. Hi, everyone. I just want to say, first of all, that the look on your face, Daryl, when Sarah from Albuquerque calls is absolutely hilarious. Don't ever change. I never laughed so hard in my entire life. Number two.
Rachel is watching the webcam that you can watch on freetalklive.com.
It's also YouTube, too.
Also on YouTube, which is, I believe, youtubelive.freetalklive.com takes you straight to the YouTube channel.
That's it.
Okay.
Continue with your thoughts, Rachel.
That's very good to know. Second of all, I just wanted to bring this to your attention that the Atlanta Braves, they want money for a spring training facility here in Florida. They already have one at Disney. I guess they want another one. And they want millions of taxpayer dollars to do this, but 11 cents return on the dollar. And so I'm not really happy about that. We're trying to.
So let me ask this question. Hold on. Let me ask this question. How old is the current facility that they're using in Disney?
I don't know. And to me, it doesn't really matter. They don't. If they want a spring training facility, they can pay for it, like everyone else, to pay for their own things, unless we're just going to hand it to them, a charity.
So, I completely agree that if they want a new facility, they should pay for it themselves. But unfortunately, that's not how sports operates in the United States.
The only
reason I asked about the age of the facility is I was recently in Atlanta, and I was told that the Braves are moving their primary facility. They're not moving the facility, but they're leaving that facility that is less than 20 years old to go to a new stadium that was built about 20 minutes north of downtown Atlanta.
Daryl, I think you're missing the point. These stadiums bring lots of jobs to different areas, and you cannot expect...
We can't expect billionaire team owners to afford millions of dollars for a stadium.
They're going to get some of the rewards, but so will all the people that live there.
No,
so why shouldn't the people share the risk?
11 cents on the dollar, guys. 11 cents on the dollar. So, yeah, I mean, that's the myth, right? Like, I've talked to a lot of people about this, trying to convince them otherwise. Like, you know, make a fuss of that. This isn't okay. I'm like, well, it'll bring jobs. I'm like, no, it won't.
Chris, it's not just the jobs. It's not just the jobs. It's bread and circuses. You aren't just providing jobs, but you're making the people happy, and you're preventing.
Right, but you're not giving the people a return on their supposed investment. You're stealing money from people, using it for something else, and then the people that you steal it from, you're telling them you're investing in the community. Well,
that's right.
Damn it,
and
give me a return on my investment.
And they're so happy afterwards.
No,
they're not happy. And they're not bidding. They're not burning your government.
They've got an absolutely horrible baseball team playing in a stadium that nobody wants to go to because it's a horrible baseball team playing in the stadium.
For the record, I am just messing with you guys. You do know that, right?
Of course we know.
Okay, I know.
No, I had no idea.
Well,
so good at that.
I know. I just.
Yeah, and then this spring training facility, it's not even like the place that they would be playing 81 baseball games. They would be playing, you know, like 15 or 20 spring games there, and they might practice there for a month.
I think they'll only practice there for like a month or two. And let's say in a magical world where the government, we actually get a quote-unquote return on our money or return on the government's money, it actually creates jobs, and I think that's not the way to do it. That's not right. The money was stolen from us anyway, and we're really not having too much of a say in how it's being spent. So it's just not good, guys. It's not good. We're trying to fight it down here. So
and you should.
Absolutely. It's just completely yes, and it's not okay. And a lot of people, you know, again, they believe in the myth that, oh, this will create jobs. Well, no, not really. I mean, yeah, maybe temporary jobs, but it won't even, we're losing money. And this is not just with the Atlanta Braves Stadium, but it's also with all the sports teams. And, in Florida, it's just, well, everywhere. But yeah, in Florida, we're just really getting a raw end of the deal with this, special interest investment and corporate welfare. So it's just not good. Everyone needs to pay their own way, and let's cut taxes. Let's cut taxes for everybody, not just a select few.
And it's not just the owners that get the perks. There are some within the community that get the perks too. So I used to live in Maryland, and one of the big things was everybody wanted to be like the Redskins training camp. Mm-hmm. You know, what can we do? Mm-hmm. And some town would have a small college, so they would say, you know what, we'll let you use our fields. And
free of charge.
No. There were always costs tied to that they would charge the teams who would then get it from somewhere else. And I will say there always is a minor bump in the local economy, but is it long lasting? Is it worth what you put out? I don't think so. And to your point, it's involuntary. It's not a voluntary contribution I am making in my community. It's going to be whoever controls the purse strings.
Yeah, right. And there was a football player for the, I believe, Seattle Seahawks that recently was on a sports talk show, and he said publicly that he thinks that these billionaire owners should have to pay for their own stadiums. And I agree, and it's yet to be seen whether or not there's been any backlash against him from the owner of the Seahawks saying, hey, wait a second, you shouldn't say that I should have to spend my own money, so you're not going to play for me anymore.
Right, yeah. And, you know, the crazy thing is that in, I think it was Hillsborough, where it's the Tampa Bay Bus Bar, the county of Hillsborough gave them, I think it was a little over $200 million, I want to say, and then they bumped up the prices of the tickets.
Of course they did.
Pissed off a lot of people. Yeah.
Of course they have to increase the price of the tickets because they've got this new nice shiny facility.
Serves you right, guys. You know, serves you right for what you did. Hopefully it'll teach you something. Maybe not. I know here in Orlando, we finally got the local soccer team, nailed it through their heads that they should pay their own way. So they have actually come out and said, I think it's as this year. I want to say it's as of this year. But they're going to completely pay for all their own costs and all that good stuff. So that's good. You know, writing some victories here. But it just kills me. It absolutely kills me. Because even if it was, you know, all that great, all, you know, sparkles and rainbows and unicorns and perfectness, then it's still involuntary. It's still not okay. But the thing is that we're not even breaking even with them taking our money. It's absolutely ridiculous. It does not help. It does not help at all. And more people need to know the facts.
So. Rachel, thank you for the call.
Thanks.
And we will continue, hopefully, explaining the possibility, however slight it may be, of a Republican delegate revolt at the upcoming national convention.
Burn
and, of
down.
Course, your calls are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call talcum baby powder alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the possibility, and yes, it is actually possible, that, not very likely, but possible, that the delegates to the Republican National Committee, or rather the Republican National Convention, could wind up revolting and preventing Donald Trump from actually being the nominee. Right now, he's the presumptive nominee. It's not official until after he's elected at the convention. And let me just go back through here and explain for anybody that missed earlier in the show exactly how it's possible. In order to receive the nomination, Republican National Convention Rule 40D requires a candidate to receive a majority of the votes entitled to be cast. In other words, the votes of a majority of the total number of registered delegates, not just a majority of the delegates who actually vote. Rule 16, Section 2 forbids the convention secretary from recognizing the vote of a delegate bound to a particular candidate by primary or caucus outcome if that vote is cast for another candidate, but no rule requires a delegate to actually cast a vote. If enough Trump-bound delegates with votes entitled to be cast decline to vote on the first ballot, Trump does not get a majority on that ballot, and on subsequent ballots, delegates are no longer bound to any candidate. They can vote for the nominee of their choice. 100% possible, 100% legal. But how likely is it?
How many delegates total are there?
I don't have that number in front of me. I didn't have it in front of me the last time you asked, and I still don't have it in front of me because it's not in this article that I'm looking at.
This really is.
It helps if you don't press your mute button on yourself, Conan.
He was just talking to me.
Military calm right there. That's a calm mistake.
But how likely? That depends on the party leadership. Party officials enjoy quite a bit of power at conventions. At the recent Libertarian Convention, there were times when a quorum call would have resulted in adjournment. quorum call is a head count to ensure that there are enough delegates present to legally conduct business. There were calls from the floor to make that happen, but the chair just didn't hear one or two of the calls.
Uh-oh.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
It happens.
Well, I hope they burn the whole place down. That's all I could say.
Supporters of Ron Paul from 2008 and 2012 still complain about the party's establishment's dirty parliamentary tricks and caucuses, or rather at caucuses and conventions. And Chris, this is something that you were talking about, some of the... And actually what you were talking about wasn't necessarily a parliamentary trick, but just the chair of the convention going off of a script rather than what he actually heard people say.
It wasn't a trick. It was scripted. It was preordained.
It was part of this play
that we were all watching from our armchairs.
Yes, watching it unfold.
Yep.
The likelihood of a delegate revolt in Cleveland is really mostly a matter of whether or not Rent Priebus and company want a delegate revolt in Cleveland. And on that question, your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, I hope they burn the place down. And when they burn that building down, they run right over to the Democratic Convention and they burn that building down too.
And just so everybody that is listening knows, when you say burn it to the ground, you're not talking about actually building fires inside the rented convention halls.
That would help. But no, I'm talking about the parties, the two parties.
A metaphorical burning to the ground.
But if the buildings actually went with them, that would help.
Wow.
Unless they're like renting, they're renting the building, and I would.
They are renting the building.
I don't want that to happen unless they're well insured and they get a lot of money back from the damage.
I value human life too much to go along with you on that one, Conan.
These
plus
are,
all the innocent people that
humans. They're
work there.
Lizards.
Think about the people that are setting up the stages and the bathroom attendants.
Well, I hope they get out.
Maids and things like that.
But the lizards and the crab people, they can go.
Your earlier question of how many delegates there are, the possibility of having 2,472 delegates. Now, how many of those actually wind up showing up? How many of those wind up actually being seated? We don't yet know because, well, we don't have a time machine to travel to July 18th through the 21st to know how many are actually there. But again, the rule requires a majority of votes entitled to be cast. So again, it's a majority of that 2,472, meaning that in order to get the nomination, someone needs a minimum of 1,237 delegate votes on the first ballot, or actually on any ballot. But in order for it to not go to a second ballot, Donald Trump needs 1,237 votes on that first ballot.
Hmm.
If he has 1,235 and it's a majority of the votes cast, but not a majority of how many total delegates could have voted, it goes to ballot number two.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe you can clarify this. Do the numbers change depending on how many people show up to vote?
Yes. So if there's not, if there's only 2,100 people that show up,
right,
then it would be half of whatever that is.
Right.
That's why I said the maximum number is 2,472. And based on that number, that's where they get the 1237.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
How many rules does the Republican convention?
A bunch.
So you were talking about, this is what, 48? Was it 46, 48?
Rule 40D.
40D. It probably
is the one that requires the majority of votes entitled to be cast. And I have downloaded the rules. And, of course, because some of the numbers have letters going after them, if I just look through and say, well, the final number is 75, that doesn't mean there's only 75 rules.
Well, I'm sure whatever happens, it'll make great TV watching.
Possibly.
It'll make a great day after of all the media coming out and telling us what happened.
So let me ask this question.
I don't really care.
I'm going to ask the question anyway, because I don't care if you care. If, for some weird chance, let's just say that 25 or however many Trump delegates it would need to wind up, you know, reducing it to where he doesn't get that majority of votes entitled to be cast.
Mm-hmm.
If that happens and it goes to ballot number two, who do you guys think the Republican establishment would wind up wanting as the nominee?
Wanting?
Wow.
Well,
and basically winding up being able to get, because, you know, like it said, the party leadership has a lot of sway and they can, you know, decide not to hear certain things at certain times.
Because you said Romney, right, Reitman, and I don't know about that one. How about Paul Ryan?
Paul Ryan's already said flat out that he's not interested because he's Speaker of the House. He intends to remain Speaker, and he's not interested in anything.
Yeah, I think you've got to disregard anybody who absolutely says they are not interested. So if you want to talk establishment, I don't have this right in front of
me. Jeb Bush, John Kasich.
But I read it today. It was talking about who might be that person they would do. And Bill Kristol is pushing David French.
Yeah, this is really his game, it sounds like to me.
Right, and, he was trying to push David French as an independent candidate.
Right.
And then I think French realized how difficult ballot access would be and was like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, there's a lot of... I'll have to dig up the article and send it to you, Daryl, but it was pretty interesting. It was, you know, based on a couple different scenarios, who might some of those people be that comes out? David French is the only one I know.
Yeah, and I'm still thinking that whether John Kasich is the nominee or the vice presidential nominee, he's somehow going to be heavily involved in the ticket.
Really?
Okay. Yes. I think, you know, and I may have gotten the idea from somebody else, but it seemed to me that John Kasich was basically running to try to wind up positioning himself to where he could be the vice presidential nominee.
That was pretty clear.
Maybe he does have a time machine, Daryl, and he knows what's going down.
He knew what to
do. Right, but see, if time machines work the way I think they do, and I get this from an episode of Futurama, so, you know, like, I really don't know how time machines work, because really you can't go into the past with a time machine, but let's presume that you could. If you go into the past and you stop a thing from happening, then you automatically disappear and go back to the future because the thing that you were sent from the future to prevent from happening did not happen, so you could not have come to the past to prevent it from happening.
No, this is how it works. You have a machine that allows you to look into the future, and you can see different possibilities, and you can make those happen according to the actions that you take from that day forward.
What are your thoughts? Time machines? Do the Republicans have one? Does John Kasich have one? Yes. Is John Kasich a time machine himself? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.